Hi, this is Jeff Lizardo, Upper Edge's Oracle Practice Leader. And today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about Oracle support. And again, being kind of that late July, early August timeframe, people have kind of come back from their negotiations at the end of May, where a lot of people have support renewals. They don't get what they want out of those renewals. The prices go up. That tends to be the largest section. Most deals tend to be done in the Q4 timeframe, so that tends to be where most organizations have the lion's share of their support renewals. And it kind of leaves a sour taste in their mouth. They didn't get what they want. They feel like they're paying too much for support, and it keeps going up each year. So kind of in that June, July timeframe, people really start thinking about it and saying, well, what are we going to do next year? And too often, or more often than not, people don't do anything. And the challenge becomes you'll come back for your next support renewal, and you'll still be stuck in the same place. So I want to talk about some options that you have. And kind of one of the key things that organizations need to do is start thinking about, really, what are my other options? How do I manufacture leverage? Because you go back to Oracle and they're saying, look, we raise our prices 3% every year, and that's kind of it. And if you don't like it, then you've got to, if you decide to terminate, then you've got to pay back maintenance support fees, 150% as a penalty, and it becomes really challenging. So one of the things you can do, and I recommend you look at, especially if you're looking at moving to cloud, not now, but in the future, you can give yourself a lot of leverage here, which is to look at third-party support. We're vendor agnostic. It doesn't matter which support provider you look at, but I do think it's appropriate for you to manufacture leverage. You do a couple things, and one of them is certainly to start early, and that would be to start right about now. It takes time to understand your options, manufacture that leverage, and then be in a position of power to negotiate from a position of strength with Oracle come your next renewal next year. One of the challenges people have is they look at third-party support and they say, well, I don't know if we really want that. I don't know if I trust it, but they don't go through the exercise. And so I just kind of want to talk about a couple of things to consider. And there's really kind of six considerations to go through. I think the first thing you got to look at is what's your current Oracle support utilization, right? What are you actually using today? Some organizations think, well, we're on support, we're getting all this value. But then when you go through and actually you can ask Oracle for kind of a list of some of this stuff, to see what you are using, they can run an update on that potentially. You certainly want to look internally, see what updates have been released, what have you actually deployed, how many service calls you've made. That's where Oracle can help you out with that, and really just get a sense as to what am I actually getting and utilizing for all the money we're spending. And that'll give you an idea. Two is look at your Oracle support maturity, right? Meaning, are your Oracle applications, right, and your technology products, are they mature in your environment? Are they running stable? Is it something that Oracle, you're still seeing them invest heavily in functionality or technical improvements? That's probably really going to shift to cloud at this point if it hasn't already. But again, there's always some exceptions. So take a look at that, because obviously part of your support fees go to those enhancements and improvements. And if you're on older versions, you're probably not getting much bang for your buck there. Three, take a look at what your anticipated support requirements are. Right? What are you looking at going forward? Are there upcoming upgrades that you need that you're expecting to solve some critical issues? As I mentioned before, do you have a history of typically deploying these upgrades as they're released? A lot of organizations will get the updates, but it takes time for them to plan to be able to even to make the update, to deploy it. And sometimes they go years or over a year without even making a deployment with any of the updates. So they tend to always be running a few versions behind. So those are some things to consider. Then once you kind of have that understanding of what you're utilizing, where your support maturity is, and kind of what you're envisioning for the future, take a look at third-party support capabilities, right? Have them come in, and you can give them, you know, scenarios where you want to demonstrate exactly, understand what is it that you will receive, how are you going to get more value, how are they going to be able to match what you're actually utilizing today? Because some people look at that and say, well, you can't provide these updates, et cetera. And that might be true, but if you're not deploying them, what does it matter? And they also have workarounds for some of this. So that's why I think it's important to understand what you're utilizing, what do you think you're going to use going forward, and then bringing the third-party support providers to do an honest evaluation. Other considerations at that point, right? You might look at that and say, you know what, we think third-party support could help us, and it's an option. Maybe you say, you know what, it's not. It's not going to meet our requirements, and then you know, you're kind of done with this exercise. But assuming it is at that point, then you want to look at two other pieces, right? One is going to be your Oracle relationship, right? Do you have strong ties with those executives? And are you fearful of straining those relationships? That could be pretty important. You know, do you have additional purchases you need to make in other areas potentially? And that can be negatively impacted by switching support providers and going to third-party support. You know, are you looking at migrating to Oracle's cloud within the next couple of years? If you're really at a point where you're stable and you're looking to kind of just ride what you have out for a number of years and then down the road make some investment and make that migration to cloud, then really third-party support is a great bridge there that can save you a lot of money in the meantime that you can then bank and save for then when you do make the move to cloud. But you do want to look at that relationship consideration carefully. And then ultimately, you got to look at the cost-value equation, right? What's the delta between the cost and the value of the third-party support that you would receive or expect to receive compared to what you are currently receiving from Oracle? So again, if there's pieces of Oracle support that you feel like you need, in some cases, for example, I know some organizations on the database side and the tech stack, there's certain updates that they really want and need. Other ones say, you know, we're happy with what we have. So those are some of the things to consider. I think the key piece here between looking at all six of those items is that you actually go through that exercise. Going through that exercise, even if third-party support is not an option for you, it's still going to give you a much better idea as to what you're utilizing versus what you're entitled to from support. And maybe if you can't reduce your support fees through using third-party support, you might at least have the option to be able to look and say, well, how can we make sure we maximize the value for what we're paying? But assuming third-party support is a viable option, now you've got some leverage, right? And you can use that with Oracle for your next renewal. At that piece, again, I would really recommend approaching Oracle for that in that situation about 3 to 6 months prior to your renewal date. This way, you're the one dictating the narrative on your timeline. And if things don't go smoothly and Oracle's not willing to reduce the support fees, then you still have plenty of time to make that transition over to third-party support. Organizations that have taken that approach and where third-party support is a viable option, even though it might not be their preferred option, sometimes it's a viable option. That can help you really manufacture that leverage and have a much better outcome and more fruitful discussions in your next Oracle support meeting.